The readings for the third Sunday in Lent are the Book of Ruth and the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 3 through 42. Grace to you and peace from God our Creator and Christ our wisdom. Amen. Well, we're going to watch another clip from Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens. Now, don't worry if you're not a fan or you've got no idea what's going on. Just know that there is an organized resistance to the evil galactic empire. And our heroine, Rey, is doing battle against the son of Han Solo and Princess Leia, who has gone over to the dark side. And there's all kinds of mayhem and stuff blowing up. But what I really want you to watch for is the first time that Rey, who has lost family and friends in the resistance, now meets Princess General Leia Organa, who has lost both her husband and her son. Now, I wonder if you can think of a time when you have felt welcomed in such a way, when it was totally unexpected, or at least unknown what the reception might be, when you've experienced an extravagant act of welcome, acceptance, and kindness. What came to my mind when I was asking myself this question was my meeting with the Church Council of North Park Lutheran Church in Buffalo in October of 1993. I had just accepted the call to North Park in September. But now, a month later, my marriage, which had been crumbling almost since the beginning, finally toppled. One of the bishop's assistants was assigned to go with me as I met with the council to see how they would react to this news. Now, this was a former congregation of the Missouri Synod. I would be their first woman pastor, which was risky enough. Would they be able to also accept a divorced pastor? They would have every right to rescind the call. The silence after the announcement was palpable. But then they began to speak in turn about their own divorces, about their sadness of what I was going through, about their support for my continuing ministry with them. There weren't any hugs, at least not right then, but there were tears. I felt not just welcomed, but radically welcomed. And that is our theme for today, radical welcome. Especially as it relates to our overarching theme of ways of resistance for Lent and Easter. Now, you may have noticed that today is supposed to be about redemption, but I'd like to suggest that experiencing radical welcome is indeed an experience of redemption, one that extends out to others in ways of redemption for the world. The story of the immigrant Ruth being welcomed into a new community. The story of the religious outsider at the well being welcomed by Jesus. The story of Rey being welcomed by General Organa. My story, your stories of unexpected welcome and acceptance are examples of radical welcome. And it's not just about being nice. It's a spiritual practice through which we live into the compassionate, just, colorful, boundary-crossing dream of God. And this vision includes the voices, presence, and power of all people, especially those who have been defined as other, who have been pushed to the margins, cast out, silenced, and closeted, in order that they then can help to shape our common life and to fulfill this reconciling dream. It is a form of resistance against the forces of empire, which always seeks to exclude and disempower. I was at a Pacific School of Religion. This weekend for their annual Earl Lectures. And this year's theme was Borders and Identity. I don't know how far in advance they had planned, but the topic is certainly timely now with Number 45's desire to hire 5,000 more Border Patrol agents and 10,000 more ICE officers, and his threats to target sanctuary cities like ours. All the speakers were excellent, but it was something that Allison Harrington, she's the pastor of Southside Presbyterian Church in Tucson, Arizona, which is one of the founding congregations of the sanctuary movement, something that she said that really struck with me. She said, the most important thing about the movement is stories. And she showed photographs and told stories of people who had been welcomed into sanctuary. And I was thinking that it might seem that our Bible stories and our own stories don't have the power to go up against the forces of empire. But they do. And telling them is not without risk. Pastor Harrington commented that if you become a sanctuary church, you can expect to get phone calls and hate mail. Of course, that's Arizona. But Radical Welcome isn't just about immigrants. At a church in Portland, Oregon last month, the pastor's sermon, which was about loving otherness, was interrupted by a protester who began shouting homophobic comments. In the coming days, as we live further into this recent manifestation of empire, we may be called upon to live even more openly and explicitly into the words that are on our banner, all are welcome. But we know that the call to extravagant welcome isn't new. The Bible tells us so. Our own stories tell us so. Even Star Wars tells us so. And when we feel radically welcomed and accepted as beloved people of God, when we feel radically welcomed and accepted by another person or group against all of our hopes or expectations, when we're radically welcoming and accepting of ourselves, we are able then to enter into the spiritual practice that allows us to live into that compassionate, just, colorful, boundary-crossing dream of God. We have been redeemed, and we have joined the age-old resistance against the forces of empire. Amen.